No respite from the tension and uncertainty in Yemen. Yesterday, a terror alert prompted the evacuation of the U.S. embassy there. Today, authorities in Yemen said they've foiled plots by al-Qaeda to take over key cities and an oil terminal in the country's south. Also, a suspected U.S. drone strike was reported to have killed several al-Qaeda militants. And in the capital, Sana'a, hundreds of armored vehicles were deployed. A human rights advocate in Sana'a, Samia Haddad, described the mood in the city for the BBC.
There is a lot of police checking points around some of the embassies, the European, the American, the Saudi embassies. And everybody is feeling that there is something going on, but nobody knows what's going on exactly.
That's one view. At the same time, in the same city, residents were out shopping, getting ready for the end of Ramadan and the beginning of Eid, perhaps the most festive Muslim holiday of the year. But when shoppers looked up, they could see a small aircraft buzzing overhead. It circled for hours, scaring some Yemenis. Faria al-Muslimi lives in Sana'a, and he watched that aircraft. He's also the Yemeni activist who came to Washington this spring with a personal message for U.S. lawmakers. Stop drone attacks in Yemen. Faria, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
What sort of activity did you see in Sana'a today? Drones, tanks, armed soldiers, what?
Today and yesterday, there was a U.S. Intelligence plane hovering above Sana'a early morning, which is the time usually Yemenis during Ramadan are sleeping. It was making weird and noisy sounds, terrifying locals, who even those who had access to social media were expressing their extreme rage against it. It was a big distraction and terrifying message, in addition to being condescending, as today is the eve of Yemeni's biggest yearly religious holiday, Eid, which is the Muslims' Christmas Day.
Drones are so terrifying because there's kind of a constant buzz, right?
Exactly. It's terrifying because you don't know what's coming out of it. I think it's terrifying, just like the 9/11. It's something you never expect. I mean, and when it goes in the capital, it tells you how much fear it makes to locals. Buy something above my head. I have seen locals in the street. I heard the man annoyed by the sound above him and not understanding why it is necessary, saying, I swear if I have a heavy weapon, I will take this annoying sound down. It was very condescending. Mm. It was perhaps the most condescending thing has ever happened to a local in the capital.
Faria, you're calling what's going on now condescending toward Yemenis. Do you not believe that the United States sees a real threat here and is trying to protect its people?
Absolutely. I do see the threat and I do see the security. But what I'm saying is everything that is happening at the moment is making the United States of America, the American people, and the Yemeni people less safe.
Well, Faria, from an American perspective, this seems to be a really tense moment for Yemen. The country is the focus of a major terror alert. We just hear today about militants plotting to take over parts of the country. And of course, there are U.S. drone strikes in parts of the country. Do you there in Sana'a not feel how tense it is? Is it only here in America that it seems tense?
I mean, there is two main things into this. The country is tense because, yes, there is some security problems, but also the country is tense because there is weird things hovering over locals and killing civilians all the time.
Finally, when you were here in the United States in the spring, you told senators that drone attacks were not necessary, that local Yemeni authorities can do more to stop al-Qaeda. What is it that Yemen authorities can do, and what would you tell U.S. officials today?
I would say one simple thing. Even if you're right, even if it's true that the Yemeni government cannot capture these people, do one simple thing. Announce the name of those in the killing lists, just so I stay away from them or help arrest them. The problem right now is I do not know whom to hang out with and whom not to hang out with. Most of these people will be captured, or at least the civilians will stay away, if we know who they are.
Faria, your thought is if the United States announces who it is that they're going after, local Yemenis themselves or authorities can have them picked up?
At the very minimum. At the very minimum, that's the least thing they can do.
Faria al-Muslimi, an activist in Yemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.